我们透过上主日的信息，略略地给大家讲解了在古代大麻风病是一种无法医治并且带有极大传染性的咒诅性疾病。
Through last Sunday's message, I had briefly explained that leprosy was an incurable and highly contagious cursed disease in the ancient times.
因为我们查考了圣经的记载，看到古代大麻风病也常常是一个从神而来对罪的审判。
As we had studied, due to the fact that the Bible shows us that leprosy was often from God as a judgment towards sin in the ancient times,
因此有人说，圣经当中大麻风不仅仅是疾病的问题，而更多的是罪的问题。
It was often said, hence, that in the Bible, leprosy was not just a disease, but more often as a sin.
然而我们从医学的角度来看，当一个人患上大麻风病之后，
So from the medical point of view, when a person got into leprosy,
这个人就会成一个能够行走的活死人。
This person will become a living dead.
我曾经看过一份资料，说在古代，一旦患上了大麻风，平均他只有九年的时间。
According to a written source that I have once read, once a person contracts leprosy, it will be on the average of 9 years.
然后这个人的身体就会渐渐地被蚕食而不断地腐烂。
Before this person will be gradually consumed by this disease and will begin to rot away.
直到他的身体逐渐变成一堆黏糊糊、臭气熏天的行尸走肉。
This person's body will become a little more than a pile of slime, and he'll be as a walking corpse with a terrible stench.
然后他的整个身体会变成一堆腐烂的东西而彻底的崩溃。
And finally that person would just collapse into a pile of corruption.
麻风病是一种非常可怕的导致人丧失身体机能的疾病。
Leprosy was a terrible disease that debilitates the body.
假如这还不够严重的话，还有一个更加严重的，就是社会上的唾弃与隔绝，这是和这个疾病无法分开的。
And if these were not enough, there were also the terrible social rejection and ostracization that were unseparated from this disease.
当一个人被确定患上大麻风之后，人们就会随即将这个人从他们村庄里面赶出去。
When it was determined that a person has contracted leprosy, they would banish this person from the village immediately.
他也不再被允许与其他人、任何的人接触或者联系。
He will no longer be allowed to have communion or any contact with other people.
他必须与他的家人隔绝，与他的朋友隔绝，与整个社区的人隔绝。
He had to be ostracized from his family, from his friends, and from his community.
上次我们说过，按照犹太的律法，一个麻风病人在平常的时候靠近人15米之内是违法的。
According to the Jewish law, it was unlawful for a leper to approach within 15 meters of a clean person on a normal day.
如果是刮风天，我们上次说过，麻风病人不许靠近正常人60米之内。
As mentioned before, if it was a windy day, the rule changed to 60 meters.
因此呢，对这个麻风病人来说，这是一种极大的惩罚，因为他不能接触，更无法触碰他自己的家人。
It would be as a punishment for the leper because he could not touch his family.
更不能靠近他的家人。
He couldn't even make close contact with them.
最多只能从远处远远的来看看他们。
He could only see them from a distance.
最多。
At the most, he could only see them from a distance.
Right. 许多的家庭一开始的时候还给麻风病人送点食物啊、衣物啊什么的。
Many families would bring food and clothing for a while.
说是衣服。然而按照犹太律法的要求，他们必须撕裂衣服，好叫人们一眼就认出他是大麻风病患者。
Although they may bring him clothing, so-called clothing, but he would have to tear his clothing, his garments, so that people would recognize that he is a leper.
但过了一段时间，许多的家庭就会将大麻风病人看作是死了一般。并且还会为他举办一个丧礼。
But after a time, most families will hold a funeral service while regarding the afflicted person as dead.
大麻风病人尽管不在场，但是他的平常就要穿得像个出席丧礼的哀悼者，是他自己的丧礼。
Although this person may be well alive, but he was to dress as a mourner going to a funeral service, which is his own funeral service.
他必须用破布遮上自己的上嘴唇，以免将这个病毒污染传播出去。
This person would have a wear cloth over his upper lip so that he would not spread the contamination.
你知道当时还没有口罩的这个概念，即使有的话呢，我上次说过他耳朵会烂掉，所以他没有耳朵来戴。
There was no such thing back then as masks, and even if he did have a mask, as mentioned last week, his ears would have rotten off by then, so he would have no ears to wear them on.
每次当他远远看见有人走过来的时候，他必须高声喊着不洁净啊，不洁净啊，不洁净啊，这样就能够警告他们附近有一个长大麻风的人在周围。
Every time he saw people coming, this leper was required from a distance to cry, unclean, unclean, unclean.This way people will be warned that the leper was in the premises.
同时得到警告的人们往往会捡起石头开始向他们扔石头，以免大麻风的人靠近他们。
And the people would pick up rocks and begin to throw these rocks at him so that he will get nowhere close to them.
这就是圣经当中我们现在所查考的这个人的光景。
And so this was the condition of this man of this passage that we are studying.
这就是圣经所说这个浑身长满了大麻风的人的光景。
And this is the picture of this man that the Bible says was filled with leprosy.
他的生命已经受到了灾难性大麻风病的严重摧残。
His life had been devastated by the scourge of leprosy.
圣经没有告诉我们他是如何来到耶稣跟前的。
The Bible doesn't give us details about how he came to Jesus.
圣经只说他来到耶稣的跟前。
The Bible only says that he came to Jesus.
有可能是当他清晨从麻风病人坑里面醒来的时候，听说有一个叫耶稣的人来到镇上。
Perhaps he awoke that morning in the leper colony and heard that a man named Jesus was in town.
或许，他听到了这个耶稣医治了各种各样的疾病，甚至赶出了附在人身上的污鬼。
Or maybe, just maybe.He heard how this Jesus had healed all sorts of diseases and had even cast out demons.
或许，我们只能说或许，这是他长久以来感到毫无盼望的内心当中所产生的那一丝丝的希望。
Or maybe, we can only say just maybe, for the first time in a long time, hope awakened in the heart that was conditioned to feel only hopelessness.
你要知道，当时几乎所有的人都相信大麻风病是出于神的击打。
Because you have to know that most people back then believed that leprosy was a stroke of God.
也就是说，很多人犹太人相信患大麻风病是人出于罪的原因受到了神的直接审判。
In other words, it was regarded as the direct judgment of God for sin in the leper's life.
无论如何，大麻风对患病的人来说是一个对他的存在价值一个残酷的打击。
Regardless, it made the leper feel unloved, unwanted, and uncared for.
无论如何，大麻风对患病的人来说是对他自己存在价值一个残酷的打击。
Regardless, the leprosy was a cruel blow to the person's self-esteem or self-worthiness.
There's no such thing called self-esteem. 他自己的存在价值，这个人就等于是生不如死。
He was as good as dead.
这种灾病使得患病的人感受到他不没有爱，不受接纳，也不受关心。
It made the leper feel unloved, unwanted, and uncared for.
但是那天早上，这个长大麻风病的这个人心中，他开始有一种觉醒，促使他明白，他必须来到耶稣的跟前。
But in that morning, faith awakened in the heart of this leper, and he knew that he had to get to Jesus.
无论是什么动力促使他去的，这个可怜的不幸的人开始步履蹒跚的走向耶稣。
Whatever motivated him, this poor wretched man began to hobble his way to Jesus.
我相信你几乎可以想象出当时耶稣正被众多的人群所围绕所簇拥的那个情形。
I believe you can almost picture the scene of the multitudes as they crowd around the Savior.
你也几乎可以听到当得知有一个长大麻风的人来到他们当中的时候，人群背后所传来的那种骚动。
You can almost hear the commotion at the back of the crowd as the people realized there was a leper in the midst of them.
你甚至可以看到，几乎可以看到，当这个长大麻风的人接近耶稣的时候，人群开始带着惧怕的很可怕的喊叫声向旁边躲开，以及他们脸上所表露出来厌恶的那种表情。
You can also almost imagine the crowd beginning to part with cries of fear and disgust as this man gets close to Jesus.
这个大麻风病人冒着被众人当场用石头打死的危险穿过了受惊的人群来到耶稣的跟前。
Facing the risk in being stoned to death on the spot, this man makes his way to the frightened crowd and stops within arm's length of Jesus.
他向耶稣跪下，并向主陈明他的恳请，恳请说，你若肯，便能叫我洁净了。
He kneeled down before the Lord and appealed to the Lord his desire. If you will, you can make me clean.
透过他向耶稣所陈明的这句话，我们可以看出他向主表达了他真实的情况。
We can see from what he had said to Jesus is very telling of his real situation.
第一，透过他对耶稣的话，表明了他内心想要摆脱大麻风缠绕的强烈的愿望。
Firstly, from what he said to Jesus, it indicates a strong desire to be free from leprosy.
第二，透过他对耶稣的话，宣告了他内心对耶稣能力的信靠。
Secondly, from what he has said to Jesus, it declares his faith in Christ's ability.
第三，透过他对耶稣的话，体现了他在耶稣面前认识到了自己的不配。
And thirdly, from what he has said to Jesus, it reveals his own sense of unworthiness before the Lord.
这三件事情也给我们看到了与这个大麻风病人非常相似的，当一个罪人来到耶稣面前的指望罪得赦免所应有的内在心态。
These three things are a picture similar to that of this leper. We should be in the heart of a sinner who wants to come to Jesus to be saved from his or her own sins.
我要在这里强调一下，圣经没有提到这个大麻风病人有没有罪有没有得赦免，只是说他被耶稣洁净了。
The Bible only speaks about this man being cleansed by Jesus and not about his sins being forgiven.
但是我们可以透过这个人的态度来看到一个罪人要得蒙耶稣赦免的时候的态度应该是什么样子的。
But from the attitude of this leper, we can see that what is the right attitude that a sinner should have when it comes to Jesus.
这里同样也有三个方面。
In the same way, there are another three aspects to this.
第一，一个罪人必须要有从内心想要摆脱被罪捆绑的强烈愿望。
Firstly, there must be a desire to be free from the sin that binds you.
一个人要清楚，要从圣经而来的定罪，才可能在罪人的心中产生如此的愿望。
Only conviction from the Bible could produce such a desire in the heart of a sinner.
我再说一遍，一个人必须清楚从圣经而来的定罪，才可能在他的心中产生愿意脱离罪的这么一种愿望。
Allow me to repeat this. Only the conviction from the Bible could produce such a desire to be freed from sin in the heart of the sinner.
在这个人的内心对罪的认识不单单是一个笼统的概念。
This person's knowledge of sin is not just a general concept.
反正圣经说了，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。哎呀，我也是世人当中一个，所以呢，应该也算个世，算个罪人吧。
Well, since the Bible has said all has sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and this is the case for all sinners, so I should be a sinner then.
不是这样的，乃是一个人在个人在神面前对自己所犯的罪，对自己的罪疚，对自己冒犯神的状态有一个清楚的认识。
It's not like that, but it is supposed to be having a clear understanding of one's sin, one's guilt and status before God.
只有这样才可能产生一个人来到耶稣基督面前愿意从他个人的被罪捆绑当中脱离出来的那种强烈愿望。
Such that a strong desire to come to Jesus Christ in order for yourself to be released from the bondage of sin can be produced.
很多人在信耶稣的过程当中遇到了很多的拦阻，其中一个最大的拦阻就是对自己的罪没有什么认识。
Many people meet obstacles on the way to come to Jesus, and one of these obstacles is a lack of knowledge of one's own sin.
他不承认自己的罪，因此也不可能来到耶稣面前得蒙罪的赦免。
This person doesn't confess his own sin, and therefore he cannot be come to Jesus for sins to be forgiven.
第二，这个人必须要有对耶稣的权柄与能力的信靠，相信耶稣必定会拯救你的灵魂。
Secondly, there must be faith in the authority and the power of Jesus to save your soul.
这个对耶稣的信靠，这完全是神所赐的恩典，神所赐的礼物。
This faith in Jesus.It's entirely a gracious gift from God.
并且是圣灵在罪人内心做工的结果。
And it is produced in the heart of the sinner by the Holy Spirit.
在以弗所书第二章第八到第九节就非常清楚地告诉我们这件事情。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 9 tells us clearly about this matter.
以弗所书第二章八到九节说，你们得救是本乎恩， 也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 9 says, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, and not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
所以说，一个人愿意认罪悔改来到耶稣面前，这是神所赐给的恩典，神所赐给的礼物。
Hence, we can see that when a person comes before Jesus to be, for sins to be forgiven, it is really and entirely a gracious gift from God.
然后第三，一个人来到耶稣面前的时候，你必须对自己的不配有一个清楚的认识。
And thirdly, there will always be a sense of unworthiness in coming before God.
这是一个圣经的真理，因为我们没有任何一个人配得蒙拯救。
This is biblical truth, because none of us deserve to be saved.
当我们来到耶稣面前的时候，魔鬼会告诉我们，你们根本不配来到耶稣的跟前。
When we come to Jesus, the devil will tell us, you are not worthy to come to Jesus.
是的，他是对的。
Yes, he is right.
你的内心也会告诉你，你不配来到耶稣的跟前。
Your own heart may also tell you that you are not worthy to come to Jesus.
是的，你的心也是正确的。
Yes, your heart is also right.
然而不要让这样的心态拦阻了你来到耶稣的跟前。
But do not let that stop you from coming.
确实，你和我都不配来到主的面前。
Yes, it is true that you and I are not worthy to come to the Lord.
但是只要你带着这样一个自己不配认识、不配的认识来寻求耶稣，恳求他的怜悯与恩慈的时候，
But as long as you come to Jesus with such unworthiness and beg for his mercy and compassion,
在约翰福音第六章三十七节，耶稣清楚地宣告说：“凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来；到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。”
Jesus declares clearly in John chapter 6 verse 37 that all that the Father gives me will come to me.And whoever comes to me, I will never cast out.
这就是上帝那奇异恩典所显出来的能力。
That is the power of God's amazing grace.
耶稣在这里说到两件事情。
Jesus mentioned two things here.
一个人能来到基督的面前，耶稣的面前恳求他的赦免，这是父所赐的。
The fact that one can come before Jesus for mercy and compassion is a gift from God.
第二，如果来一个人来到耶稣的面前，耶稣不会丢弃他。
And second, if this person truly comes to Jesus, he will never cast him out.
所以在问题是在这个社会上，这个世界上有很多人不愿意来到耶稣的跟前。
But the problem is many in the world refuse to come to Jesus.
他们认为一旦他们来到耶稣面前，他们就会被耶稣的恩典所拯救。
Because they believe that once they come to, truly come to Jesus, they will be saved by Jesus' grace.
所以他们不愿意来到耶稣面前的内心真正的问题是他们不愿意得蒙拯救。
Therefore, the real reason behind not coming to Jesus is their refusal to be saved.
而另外一个问题是在这个世界上包括在教会里面有那么多人没有对罪的认识或者根本就不认罪。
Another problem is that many in the world do not know sin or do not even confess their own sin.
甚至在教会里面也有这么多的人根本就对罪没有认识。
And this is also especially in the church.
也没有对耶稣的权柄能力与恩典的信靠。
And they do not even trust in the authority and the power of Jesus' grace.
更没有带着一个自己不配的心态。
And not even having a sense of one's own unworthiness.
凭着自己对自己某种的把握，对自己的把握，什么把握呢？比如说 哎，我祷告了，耶稣给了我某个恩典，我祷告了，耶稣医治了我的病，觉得自己在耶稣面前就是得救的。
But basing on some kind of assurance of their own, like for example, I prayed and I've got some grace from God, or I prayed and Jesus healed me. Assurance like this and thinking that they are truly saved before God.
这是对自己的把握，而不是这种把握不是建立在耶稣基督身上的。
This is assurance based on oneself and not on Jesus.
这是多么的可笑，多么的可悲，多么的自欺欺人。
And this is ridiculous, sad, and self-deceiving.
是的，当我们的肉体与魔鬼都告诉我们，我们不配来到耶稣面前的时候
，It is true that when our flesh and the devil are telling us that you are not worthy to come to Jesus，
确实，我们要承认我们根本不配得到耶稣的救赎。
Yes, indeed, we confess fully that we are really not at all worthy for the salvation from Jesus.
但是当他们说你不需要来到耶稣跟前的时候，他们是错的。
But when they say that you do not have to come to Jesus, they are dead wrong.
摆在我们面前的这个大麻风的人已经到了一个地步，他自己知道需要神所赐的神迹，使他摆脱那种无望无助的病症。
This leper before us has reached the place where he knows that he needs a miracle of God to deliver him from this hopeless and helpless disease.
很显然，他已经病入膏肓。
Apparently, he's in the last stages of this disease.
他几乎已经完蛋了，他需要神在这个时候介入他的生命。
He was nearly gone and needed divine intervention.
所以他冒着被石头打死的危险来到耶稣跟前。
And so he came to Jesus at the risk of being stoned to death.
这叫什么呢？这叫做绝望当中的殊死一搏。
And that's called the desperate action in a life and death situation.
在座的每一位，假如你的生命正被罪所吞噬并毁坏。
Dear beloved, if your life has been wrecked and ruined by sin,
我要告诉你，你需要神介入到你的生命当中。
Then let me tell you this, that you too need divine intervention.
你所需要的唯有耶稣可以给你。
What you need is what only Jesus can give you.
你需要一个神迹。
You need a miracle.
因此你需要像这个长大麻风的人一样来到耶稣的脚前大声呼求他的怜悯。
And therefore, just like this leper, you need to get to the feet of Jesus and cry out loud for his mercy.
当这个长大麻风的来到耶稣跟前的时候，
When this leper came to Jesus,
他心里根本不知道耶稣会怎样来对待他。
He has no idea what Jesus would do to him.
他会和其他人一样带着厌恶的表情转身离去吗？
Will Jesus turn away in disgust just like others?
会不会他 和其他的许多人一样叫众人用石头打死他吗？
Will he call for the man to be stoned just as many people would?
不，耶稣做了一件令众人感到不可思议的事情，就是向他显明了他的慈心。
No, Jesus did the unthinkable. He showed this man compassion.
上个礼拜我们查到了41节，耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”
We started verse 41 last week, where it says, "Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, 'I will be clean.'"
圣经说，耶稣就伸手摸他。
The Bible said that Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him.
实际上，耶稣可以完全用他的一句话，用他的命令，就叫这个长大麻风的人得到洁净。
Jesus could have really cleansed the leper by just a simple command.
因为耶稣之前我们看到耶稣的口里的话一出就是命令，许多的病就得到了医治，甚至附在人身上的污鬼都被赶出去。
Because just as we have studied before, Jesus had the power by his word to cast out demons and heal diseases.
然后圣经说耶稣先伸手摸他，然后再说我肯，你洁净了吧。
And yet the Bible said that Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said, I will be clean.
你可能会觉得耶稣摸他只是轻轻一摸而已。
You might think that Jesus might have just given him a slight touch.
但是你要回到原文去看希腊文的这个字是什么意思。
But we need to go back to the original Greek, the meaning of this original Greek word.
这个摸这个字在希腊文的原文里面 haptomai 是 haptomai， 指不是指的表面上轻轻的一摸的意思。
The word for touch, haptomai, it expresses more than just a mere touch.
这个意思是紧紧抓住用力按住的意思。
It means to lay hold of or even to lay his hand firmly upon。
耶稣实际上在这个时候伸出他的手按在这个长大麻风者的身上。
It was at this time that Jesus placed his hand firmly on the leper.
我们说过大麻风已经严重的毁坏的这个人的触摸触觉与知觉。
As mentioned before, leprosy had destroyed most of this man's ability to feel.
但是我相信与过往没有知觉所不一样的是这一次我相信这个人深深地感受到了耶稣的抚摸。
But I am convinced that unlike previous times when he had no sense of feeling, this time he had truly felt the touch of Jesus.
多少年了已经没有人触摸过他。
It has been years since anyone had touched this man.
多少年了他感受不到人按手到在他身上。
It has been years since he had felt a human touch upon himself.
多少年了他已经没有机会拥抱过他的妻子和他的孩子们。
It has been years since he had been able to hold his wife or children.
假如他结了婚的话。
If he was married.
我们不知道。一直以来他已经被隔离，像死人一样孤独地生活在大麻风病人的坑里。
It has been years he's been living like a dead person and being isolated in alone in the den of the lepers.
任何人触摸这个大麻风病人，就会令这个人也成为不洁净。这也同时触摸大麻风病人也是犹太律法所严格禁止的。
Touching a leper would make one unclean and was strictly forbidden by the law.
然而耶稣世界上最最圣洁的人在众目睽睽之下伸手按在大麻风病人身上不带任何的惧怕。
However, Jesus being the holiest man in the world and before the entire crowd touched him without fear.
这个抚摸有什么不一样呢？
What was so different about this touch?
因为大麻风病没有将人身上疾病的败坏传到耶稣的身上。
Because the leper did not transmit to Jesus the corruption of this disease.
而是耶稣将他神性洁净的能力显明在这个大麻风病人的身上。
But rather, Jesus revealed to the leper the cleansing power of his deity.
四十二节说大麻风即时离开了他他就洁净。
And verse 42 said, And immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean.
为什么耶稣要这样做？为什么耶稣要紧紧按手在这个大麻风病人的身上呢？
Why did Jesus do so? Why did he place his hand firmly on the leper?
因为耶稣要这个长大麻风的人感受到他的爱，感受到他的能力。他，耶稣愿意叫人得洁净的慈心。
Because Jesus wanted this leper to feel his love, his power, and his willingness to cleanse.
他愿意叫人得洁净的慈心。
And his willingness to cleanse people.
Jesus wants this person to feel his compassion.
耶稣要这个 大麻风的长大麻风的人能够
体会到他的慈心。这个人带着诚惶诚恐、孤注一掷的心态来祈求得到耶稣的洁净。
This man came to Jesus with a desperate, fearful heart and begging to be cleansed by Jesus.
耶稣不断叫他的大麻风得到洁净，甚至他内心当中长期的孤独与不配也一并得到了安慰。
Jesus not only brought cleansing to his body, but also brought comfort to his loneliness and his own unworthiness.
43节，耶稣严严地吩咐他，就打发他走。
Verse 43, and Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once.
耶稣严严地嘱咐他，嘱咐他什么呢？
Jesus sternly charged him. What did he charge him with?
44节对他说，你要谨慎，什么话都不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司看，又因为你洁净了，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。
Verse 44 said, and said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them.
要知道耶稣命令他去把身体给祭司看，这一方面当然是旧约律法的要求。
We need to know thatJesus' command for him to show himself to the priest, on one hand, was a requirement of the Old Testament law.
利未记十四章非常清楚地写明了这样的要求。
This requirement is clear, can be clearly seen in Leviticus chapter 14.
然而这里还有更深一层的属灵含义。
And yet there was a more profound spiritual side to it.
长大麻风的人当然好了以后，他要将身体去给祭司查看。
Once cleansed, this leper will have to show his body to the priest.
他必须等在营外，等到城外，只等到祭司来到营外来查看他。
He had to wait outside until the priest goes out of the camp to check on him.
这正是耶稣为我们所做的。
And this is exactly what Jesus did for us.
当我们还自己没有力量到天上去的时候，耶稣降世来到我们的地方来拯救我们。
When we couldn't go to heaven, Jesus came down here where we are to save us.
保罗说，当我们还软弱的时候，神就差他的儿子来到我们的当中。
Just as Paul said, while we were helpless, God sent his son to save us.
正如保罗所宣扬的，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
Just as the apostle Paul declared, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
耶稣在城外为我们受苦，使得我们有可能罪得赦免。
Jesus suffered outside the camp so that our sins can be forgiven.
你知道吗？希伯来书十三章有一句非常特别的话。
There is a very, very unique statement in the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书十三章十二节清楚地说明，所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城外受苦。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 12 says, So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood.
耶稣来到我们的当中，并且在耶路撒冷城外的山上为我们受难，来救赎我们。
Jesus has come down here where we are, and on a hill outside the city of Jerusalem, Jesus suffered to save us.
耶稣还命令他要献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，就是律法所要求的。
Jesus also commanded him to offer for his cleansing what Moses or the law had commanded.
简单来说， 我再给大家稍稍解释一下。假如祭司见他的大麻风痊愈了。
Simply put, allow me to explain this. If the case of the leprous disease is healed in the leprous person and the priest sees this,
祭司就要吩咐人为那求洁净的拿两只洁净的火鸟和香柏木、朱红色线并牛膝草来。
Then the priest shall command them to take for him who is to be cleansed, two live clean birds and cedar wood and scarlet yard and hyssop.
祭司呢，然后就要吩咐用瓦器盛着活水，用把一只鸟宰在上面。
And the priest shall command them to kill one of the birds in an earthenware vessel over fresh water.
之后呢，祭司就要去用那只死去的鸟的血粘在那只火鸟的翅膀上。
Then the priest would take the blood of the dead bird and apply it to the wings of the living bird.
然后祭司呢，要将那只翅膀上还滴着血的那只火鸟向野地放开，活着的鸟就这样向空中飞去。
Then the priest would take that living bird with the blood dripping from his wings out to an open field, and he would release it loose, and the bird would go flying up in the air.
当这个蒙洁净的大麻风者看见血从飞走的鸟翅膀上滴下来的时候，
when this now cleansed leper sees that blood dripping from the wings of the flying bird,
他就可以明白他得到洁净的代价是什么。
Then he would understand the price of his cleansing.
因此长大麻，这个蒙洁净的大麻风者就会得到这样一个信息：我得到洁净是因为流血的代价。
And the message would come to that leper, which is, I am clean because of the blood.
这是旧约的律法。
This is the Old Testament law.
但是今天，伙计们，今天唯一一个可以使我们的罪得到洁净的源头，那就是耶稣基督所流的宝血。
But dear folks, there's only one element that can cleanse you from your sins today, and that is the blood of Jesus.
你可能会说，我的罪孽是那样的深。
You may say that, well, my sins are so deep.
但耶稣说，我宝血的功效更加深厚。
But Jesus says, my blood goes so much deeper.
你说主啊，我的罪孽是那样的严重。
You say, Lord, my sins are strong.
耶稣说，我的宝血的功效更加深重。
Jesus says, my blood is so much stronger.
就像蒙洁净的大麻风者必须明白，他得到洁净完完全全是由于流血的功效一样。
Just as the leper needs to understand that his cleansing was completed by the application of blood.
同样，今天罪人得到洁净，完完全全是由于主耶稣基督十字架上所流的宝血。
In the same way, the sinner today is made clean through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
希伯来书告诉我们，按照律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
The book of Hebrews tells us that under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
就像我们所唱的诗歌一样，何能使我脱罪担？只有主耶稣之宝血。
Just as the hymn that we have just sung, What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
最后需要说明的是，耶稣严严地嘱咐他说，你要谨慎，什么话都不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，因为你洁净了，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做见证。
Lastly, it is important to stress that Jesus sternly charged him and said to him, See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest.And offer to you for your cleansing what Moses commanded as for a proof to them.
耶稣原本只叫这个得洁净的大麻风者将事情告诉谁啊？告诉祭司。
Jesus only told this cleansed leper to tell this matter to who? To the priest.
为什么要告诉祭司啊?
Why tell to the priest?
因为耶稣的目的是让祭司也明白发生在这个长大麻风者身上不可能发生的事情。
So that the priest himself would also know that what happened to the leper was something impossible.
以至于他们对耶稣有一个清楚的认识，知道耶稣是谁。
As such, they would know who Jesus is.
耶稣的目的是让这个人去见祭司，让祭司知道这样的权柄。像以赛亚先知所预言的，叫长大麻风的得洁净，仅仅属于神的儿子的权柄。
Jesus wanted the priest to know this, so that they would know that a power like this, which is what the prophet Isaiah had prophesied, that lepers are cleansed. This power belongs only to the Son of God.
四十五节说，那人出去。道说许多话，把这件事情传开了，叫耶稣以后不得在明明地进城，只好在外边旷野地方，人从各处都救了他去。
Verse 45 says, But he went out and began to talk freely about it and to spread the news, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places, and people were coming to him from every quarter.
也就是说，这人违背了耶稣的命令，失去了向祭司耶路撒冷祭司做见证的机会。
Which is also to say that this man disobeyed Jesus' command, and his disobedience eliminated the opportunity for the testimony to the priest.
这才是耶稣要他去做的事情。
Which is what the Lord really wanted him to do.
其次，这个人违背了耶稣的命令，他出去道说许多话，把这件事情传扬开了。
And secondly, this man disobeyed Jesus' command and went around to talk freely about it and to spread the news.
以至于这个结果甚至对耶稣传道的事工产生了负面的影响。
As such that it had a negative effect.Even on the ministry of Jesus.
尽管这个人来到耶稣面前的心态是正确的。
Although this person came to Jesus with a right attitude.
但是我们说过，叫这个人的大麻风得以洁净，不是他的态度，而是耶稣的慈心。
But as we have said before, Jesus cleansed this leper out of his own compassion and not out of the leper's attitude.
正确的心态无非只是一个得蒙耶稣怜悯的渠道。
His right attitude was merely a channel to receive mercy from Jesus.
这个人的身体得到了洁净，耶稣也给他机会来顺服基督的命令。
This man's body was cleansed, and Jesus also gave him the opportunity to obey him.
圣经并没有给我们交代这个人后来怎样了。
The Bible didn't tell us what eventually happened to this man.
但我们知道，这个人原本有机会顺服，但是他拒绝了。
But what we do know is that when this man had the opportunity to obey, he refused to do so.
因此，尽管马太福音在马太福音里面，马太记载这个人来到耶稣面前，称呼耶稣是主。
And Matthew had said that this man came to Jesus calling him Lord.
尽管他称呼耶稣是主，
And although he called Jesus Lord,
就像当年众多的犹太人一样，这个人实际上对耶稣并不是十分认真的。
But just like many Jews back then, he didn't seem to be very serious.
因为这个长大麻风的得到了洁净以后，没有到耶路撒冷的祭司那里去。
Because this leper did not go to the priest in Jerusalem after his cleansing.
因此他并不了解，我得以洁净是因为流血的代价。
And hence he did not understand that he was clean because of the blood.
这难道不是今天许多人的 反面教材吗？
Don't you think that this has become a negative example for many people today?
我们同祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，当我们还在很软弱的时候，当我们还无助的时候，你就差派你的独生爱子耶稣基督来到世界上，为我们的罪在十字架上受苦受难，承担了我们罪的惩罚。 Heavenly Father, we thank you while we were still weak, while we were still hopeless and helpless, you have sent your begotten Son, Jesus Christ, came to this world and died on the cross, bore the punishment for all our sins. 主啊，我们要恳求你，让我们心里面透过今天的信息，让我们心里面真正的明白，我们得蒙救赎完全是出于主耶稣基督宝血的代价。 Father, I pray that through the message today and through the work of Holy Spirit that every one of us truly understand that today we can be saved all because of the cost of the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. 也让我们带着一颗感恩的心，我们即使得蒙了救恩，就活出蒙救赎的样式来。 And so that we will live a life according to the salvation we have received and manifest that our thanksgiving for that precious blood that shed for our sins. 我们同心的祷告仰望奉靠耶稣基督的名。 Thus we pray and we look up to theeIn the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.